The class is taught by Advanced Fleet Management Tube. Learn about our training, consulting, and electrification services in fleet management. Introduction. The class develops the advantages and disadvantages of the belt and timing chain in car engines, the problematic oil bath belts, and the implications for fleet management. Advantages and disadvantages of the belt and timing chain. The function of the timing belt or timing chain in a gasoline or diesel engine is to drive the camshaft in the four-stroke cycle of the crankshaft. This ensures that the valves can be opened or closed at the right time so that the engine runs optimally. At this point, which solution is best for a car? Let's take a look at it. What are the main advantages of a timing belt? Belts allow quieter operation than chains and require simpler tensioning pulleys. They also do not require lubrication, and in terms of design, they allow greater freedom. Oil and water pumps and, in the case of double-sided timing belts, balanced shaft drives can be integrated into them. Due to their characteristics, they are particularly suitable for small gasoline and diesel engines, preferably with inline cylinders. But there are also engines with this device in brands such as Audi, Porsche, or Ferrari. What are the main advantages of a timing chain? Chains are usually considered maintenance-free because in theory they last as long as the engine, which is not the case with belts. Despite this, it is also worth checking the tensioners, guide rails, or sprockets, especially once we reach six figures on the odometer. This part is suitable for V engines and can also sometimes drive other units such as the oil pump or injection pump. How long do timing belts and chains last? Small timing deviations could mean that the engine no longer runs optimally. The timing belt or timing chain must therefore always remain stable. With this in mind, and as mentioned above, chains should be maintenance-free, as they are considered to have a service life of between 250,000 and 300,000 kilometers. With belts, on the other hand, there are many more doubts about their longevity, as the rubber they are made of ages over time, even in cars that are used less. For this reason, manufacturers always indicate a replacement in years and kilometers, although after their launch there have been cases where this has been reduced, as BMW did from the 90s onwards. Oil bath belt, the sad protagonist. Within engine timing, a special case are timing belts that run in an oil bath, similar to chains. Ford was a pioneer with this solution when it incorporated it in its three-cylinder EcoBoost family engines in 2008, which was later followed by PSA with models for Peugeot, Citroën, or Opel. A source of controversy due to the lawsuits they accumulated, what many customers and workshops themselves did not know was that this type of engine could only be supplied with an oil approved by the manufacturer. If a different oil is used, it could contain acids that cause the belts to disintegrate into particles, which ultimately cause breakdowns. Chains also suffer breakdowns. Despite the great commotion created by the numerous breakdowns that have occurred in engines with oil-immersed belts, it should be remembered that chains also break, something to bear in mind if you are currently looking for a second-hand car. Our colleagues at Automoto & Sport focus on cars from the 2000s, such as the 1.2 TSI or 1.4 TSI, which are widely used in all Volkswagen Group brands. Specifically, those used between 2006 and 2008 failed due to stretching just after the end of the warranty period, more or less at 60,000 kilometers. Premium brands are not spared from these problems either, such as Audi, which incorporated the problems of the TSI to its smaller models. In addition, Mercedes was prone to premature elongation in its M271 engine, especially if the owner had forgotten to change the oil or regularly drove short distances, and also in the V6 M272 and its evolution, the Vite M273 of 2005, where they used a badly hardened material that when it reached a range between 60,000 and 140,000 kilometers, the teeth were so worn that the chain jumped. At the end of 2006, they fixed the problem. And we add to this list BMW, specifically 1 Series and 3 Series with engines with displacements between 1.6 and 2.0 liters. Specifically, these would be the N43, N45, and N47. We now return to the generalist manufacturers, where the Gamma family of both Hyundai and Kia appears. Its four-cylinder block between 1.4 and 1.6 liters from 2006 has given problems with its chain in models such as the i20, i30, Rio or Seed. How much does it cost to replace a timing, belt or chain? As drivers, we must be attentive to possible abnormal noises in our car. If you detect a rattling noise when starting or stopping the engine, lasting more than a few seconds, it would be highly recommended that you make an appointment at your local garage. Once there, taking into account that the price may vary from place to place, a change in the chain could cost you about 800 euros, although if you have to remove the engine because it is in the rear area, it could cost you twice as much. Regarding the belts, more common in its change, cost about 250 euros, although if it increases its degree of complexity could go up to 1,000 euros. Without forgetting that if the engine also has to be removed, the figure could increase even more. Implications for fleet management? The vehicle manufacturer's instructions and replacement period must be followed for proper operation of the timing belt or timing chain. The timing belt or timing chain is a key component in engine operation. If it breaks or fails, the entire engine can fail, so it is recommended to use premium brand replacements. Timing chains also suffer breakdowns, so it is necessary to check the system from time to time, especially if the chain has lengthened, has no tension, or a lot of slack. Oil bath belts have been causing problems with different makes of cars, so it is recommended not to purchase vehicles with these belts, or if they are purchased, use the oil approved by the vehicle manufacturer and closely monitor the condition of the belt. Fleet drivers should be on the lookout for abnormal engine noises, especially rattling when starting or stopping the engine, and report them to the fleet manager or workshop manager for immediate replacement of the belt or timing chain. Thank you for your time. The class has developed the advantages and disadvantages of the belt and timing chain on car engines, the problematic oil bath belts, and the implications for fleet management. See you soon.